Hello, hello, everybody. Happy Tuesday and welcome to the Women of Vision show here on KCNR. I am Haley Clandenning.
And I'm Maurice Brown. We made it in another week.
Woohoo!
Woo! And I'm Sarah. I'm here.
We did make it through another week. It's a little hot again, but a little hot. You know, it's Reading, so I guess not even worth really mentioning because we're used to it, right?
Oh, yeah. Yes. I love the heat. It speaks to me.
Yeah, me too, to a degree. But anyways, happy Tuesday, everyone. I hope everyone's having a great day. Starting your week off right. It's a fun week. I'm having a good week so far. I don't know how everyone else is feeling, but I feel like this is a nice little Tuesday. We have Jordan Valenzuela.
Yes.
Yeah. Hello. In studio with us today, who is the owner and massage therapist at Shasta Strong Massage and Wellness. And she's got an amazing energy, you guys. It's super fun.
So oh, thank you.
Excited to keep talking to you. A little closer. There you go. There you go, girl.
Forgot to tell her that.
I know. We were too busy talking.
Yeah.
You know? But, and also, I have to make a quick little shout out because my sister is in the studio today, and it's also her 2-year wedding anniversary, guys.
Aww,
so cute. So I had to say something. But, yeah. Anyways, here we are. Another week. How's your week been going?
Great so far. Kind of bummed about the recent news, but, you know. What can you do?
Power through. Keep supporting local, yeah. You guys. If you can order out, you know.
That's why I feel like the more we put the message out there, support local businesses, the better. Just nothing's changed for us anyway.
Right.
We're still here. But who knows? They might tell us to leave and we got to do Skype again.
Oh.
No.
I literally haven't cooked in 3 weeks because I constantly keep eating out at the local restaurants. I keep getting everything to go because I'm like, don't close.
Right? I don't blame you. I do have to ask then, Jordan, are you guys, how is this affecting you? Is it affecting you yet?
I have not received any information regarding massage being shut down in Shasta
true.
County.
Okay.
So until we get notified by the California massage therapy program,
Business as usual.
Yeah, we're just going through, you know, we have our sneeze guards, we have our masks, we take our temperatures and everything, our clients' temperatures. We just do our best to make sure we're following the procedures.
There you go.
It's all you can do.
Yeah.
All you can do. I could totally go off on a tangent about the big companies that are still open, but I won't.
Yeah.
You know, but definitely support small, you guys, and support local because if we don't, this is definitely going to be a challenge for everyone to keep their doors open. So do what you can. So anyways, let's just kind of get started. Girl, where are you from?
I'm from here. I'm from Reading.
Are you?
Yeah. Born and raised. And so are my parents, actually. So very small town.
How do I not know you already?
Honestly, I feel like you don't
like
know.
A lot younger than me. Maybe that's what it is.
Well, I'm 28 and just turned 28. And my mom, actually, I feel like if you don't know me, you might know my mom. She works at Cornerstone Community Bank and her name's Cindy Fisher. So usually we hit different paths and we're very into the community and we like, you know, getting involved and just giving back. So usually, you know, me or her.
That's awesome. That's so funny. That's like my mom works at Placer Title, and I swear we can't go anywhere without people being like, Annette. And I'm like, okay. I'm
yeah, you're
down.
Cindy's daughter.
Yeah, so you know what's up. You know what's up. Where did you go to school?
I actually went to Columbia, then Mountain View, then Foothill. So all in the same school district. I'm pretty plain Jane, but, you know, I
like it.
That's why I
no,
color
she's
things
not.
Up
she
with my hair.
Purple
that's
and blue
not
hair.
The way I would describe you at all, but that's awesome. And yeah, you're, you know, just a tad younger than me, so that's definitely why I don't know yet. But that's awesome. So you're a Reading girl just like me. Mm-hmm. I like it. So tell me a little bit more about, like, your family growing up. Are you large family, small family?
So I have a brother. I have a mom and dad that have been together since high school, actually. So they went to Enterprise together.
Aww.
And
yeah.
My dad is actually, I think he's still in the Hall of Fame in some of the sports, Eddie Fisher. And so they're a very awesome couple. And so I take after my dad's athleticism and drive and everything. And my mom is obviously driven, too. So they've been great idol for me to look up to. And my brother, he's down in Southern California, and he has a son, and I don't get to see them much. But, you know, I get to send my love from far away, especially during this hard time.
Yeah.
So we are smaller. We have most of my dad's family here in Redding, Palisadro. And then my mom's family is here, as well as, like, Reno. We're very, like, locally based.
Yeah.
That's great, fam. Too, so.
Right on.
I dig it. That's awesome. So, checking out your bio, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm curious when you, cause you talked a little bit about, in that, about how your family would have you, you know, do massage for them.
Mm-hmm. Oh yes.
Was that just like because they asked you to, or were you just kind of like, I'm just this little massage fairy and I want to make everyone feel good?
So I have a theory about massage therapists. One, definitely being in the industry young, definitely was a way to go into it. But if you have a problem with yourself, you usually know how to massage other people. See, my mom and I both have – I don't know if I'm allowed to say this better, but I'm going to volunteer the information.
Do it.
We both have scoliosis. And so it's like just a slight curve in your back, right. And it can make everything really painful. So, you know, growing up, she was always like asking me, oh, will you rub my back? Will you rub my feet? And
okay.
I'll rub you for 5 minutes if you rub me for 5 minutes. And then it started being, oh, will you rub my feet for $5? And I'm like, yes, I will.
Of course I will. Hello.
And then, yeah.
Your
whenever,
children motivated by money.
I do that already. So my kid.
I was an entrepreneur from a young age. I mean, even in fourth grade, I think it was fourth grade, maybe it was fifth grade. I even had my own newspaper that I developed at Columbia.
Oh my god, I love it.
So I started that up, but I was even massaging people in high school because I love to massage. I'm good at it. I know the muscles. I'm touchy-feely. So my friends are like, yeah, please massage me. I've got pain in my back. And they were just so for it that even in drama and math class, I don't know if that's allowed or not, but I had people being like, oh, massage me next. I'm like, okay, just get in line. I could massage 12 hours. I have done chair massages for 12
really?
Hours.
That is amazing. Like, so how do you recover though? I mean, do you feel any?
So, now I usually keep it to about 6 hours if I have, like 6 hours of clients. I can do 6 hours of deep tissue. My hands don't feel it, but my arms, my forearms feel like Popeye.
Yeah.
I am just like bulging at that time and I'm like, I'm done. I need to go home and hit the hay or, I still go for runs and stuff, but it's not touching my arms, mm-hmm. you know, so.
Right. Yeah. Well, you need a circulation.
Exactly. Yeah. You got to be fully balanced all over, you know, do your stretching and also get your rest.
That makes sense though, how you kind of started doing that then. Cause I was thinking, like, you know, I'm sure that I had my mom would be like, oh, you know, can you do this or do that? But I was like, no, probably. Or like, you know what I mean? Or you do it for a couple minutes and then you're like.
I was the same way. I'm
so that's what I was kind of curious.
No, like, I even
it's obviously
been
a passion, but it also makes sense then, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That you guys have scoliosis. So then you understand more mm-hmm. of the pain and why. So you kind of understood from an earlier age than
exactly.
perhaps somebody else would. Because I'm like. You're a really nice kid. I would have.
And then you get older and then you get more aches and pains. So you get to understand more.
Yeah. We're going to definitely have to dive into that a little bit more here. I want to keep asking you questions, but we're already jumping into our first commercial break.
Are we there already?
Getting
what?
Close. I know. So before we get there and have to interrupt her and stop, we'll just go ahead and talk a little bit about our amazing sponsors. Thank you guys so much for supporting our show and, making this happen, because without you guys, we would not be here.
Yes. Shout out to the ladies sponsoring us. Thank you so much. Linda Lingo, financial coach. Linda inspires and guides women to clarity and confidence in their finances. She uses a 3-step customized process to guide women to financial freedom. Sarah Beck with Legal Shield. She offers affordable access to top attorneys of the state, personal and business legal insurance, and identity theft. Bargains, Books, and More, located at 836 Butte Street. Still open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6 p.m. Everbloom Skincare, 660A Azalea Avenue, Results Driven Facials, Natural Acne, National Acne Clinic, Botanical Based Non Toxic Skincare. I actually went to visit her.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I still need to. I haven't done anything.
The way to go there, so peaceful. And Josie just makes you feel so comfortable and just open. Just, you know,
two
remember her vibe.
2 days from now, I have a facial.
Yeah. I got some products and I'm using products now. I've never ever used products
what?
In my life.
Miss Jiu-Jitsu?
Never. In my life.
Face product?
I love it. Who is this person?
I love it, though. Make sure to, you guys, I mean, luckily, we were discussing that hasn't shut down yet, so make sure to get out there and support your local businesses while you can. Get gift cards, get the services, just to be preemptive, and who doesn't want to treat yourself? So get out there and make sure to support our local businesses. We will be back here shortly on the Women of Vision show here on KCNR.
Women of Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenny.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique ability. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney with Shasta Gas Propane and Shasta Tanks. Because of the probability of our power being shut off during wind events or fires, many people are installing standby generators. Shasta Gas is now selling standby generators with propane tanks so that you will have home power during these outages. Give us a call at 365-3793 to get a quote on a generator and tank installation. That number again is 365-3793.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Women of Vision show here on KCNR. We are sitting down with the lovely Jordan Valenzuela. I just can't talk today. And you are just a little spitfire. It's so fun talking with you, and you have such good energy. And she's a local girl, too, which I love that. I mean, I love all of our, you know, ladies. I do. But it's cool when it's somebody that's local that you can help support, too, that's been from the area. So that's pretty rad. We were talking a little bit about how you started getting into massage because she is the owner and a massage therapist at Shasta Strong Massage and Wellness. Here, you guys, if you haven't been there, check it out. They're open. They're here for your massage needs. But, yeah, we were talking a little bit about how you started with that And I just love the fact that your teachers probably kind of hated that you disrupted class with massage. Did they ever complain about that? Like,
so I know we were talking about the math class, right? And I remember that math class specifically. It was Algebra 2, and I was the smart kid for the first 2 weeks, and then I got bored, and I started massaging, right? And then they just didn't decide to call me the smart kid anymore. I was more, like, lazy, but I wanted to massage, you know? So I know how to do this stuff, but I want to do this. And
so were you charging?
No.
You were just doing it for free?
Totally.
Oh, lucky classmate.
I had, like, idle hands, you know?
Where was she? I needed that friend. I still need that friend.
I know. My friend got full body massages and everything. I don't know why. I'm just super into massage.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, that's really cool. So you've been doing it since high school then, all the way to now?
Well, I mean, obviously not professionally. Mm-hmm. I was working 4 jobs at mm-hmm. one time, and going to school full time at Shasta College. And so that was whenever I was 8. I don't know how I did. I keep thinking, like, how did I manage that many hours in a week? Is that possible? I don't know. I did it. I got
That's pretty impressive.
AA in, general humanities.
Okay.
And, you know, just honestly to say that I did it because I already had my massage.
That's amazing. Yeah.
I just wanted to do it and accomplish it, you know, another accomplishment, and it made me feel good.
Yeah. So. I was kind of wondering what you were studying when you were out at Shasta College, or like if you had a different path, because you had mentioned in your bio that you kind of felt like maybe massage wasn't actually, even though you're passionate about mm-hmm. it, that it wasn't potentially a career path that you really wanted to take. So I was curious if Shasta College and like what you were doing there and what kind of was your path in your mind at that point before you had made that transition to like be dedicated to going to massage school.
Totally. So in high school, I did it as fun because I like to do it. I didn't make any money off of it. I researched the statistics on massage therapists, and honestly, it said something about $30,000 a year that they averaged or something like that. Maybe it was less. And that seemed like a very low cap for me just because I wanted to push myself to be more and like own a home and possibly, I don't know my path, but I knew that I wanted a house and I wasn't really going to rely on anyone else, even though I did want a husband, but I was going to get a house no matter what, right?
Like, on your own. Okay.
So I was like, $30,000 a year is not going to do it. And, so I kind of pushed that to the back of my mind and I was like, okay, well, if I don't have a path to go, I'm going to go somewhere. I'm going to go to Shasta College. I was going to go towards a general business degree. And no, I wasn't thinking of owning my own business. I was actually thinking of possibly like marketing, you know, because I actually do love talking to people, marketing, the creative aspect behind it, even logo design, all those things. So I was actually thinking about something like that. And then statistics came. And I hate statistics.
Thank God she's finally not good at something.
Oh, it is the worst. I'm determined to go back and do it anyways just to accomplish it, right?
They have tutors, you know.
They do. And actually, I want to do it anyways. Even if it doesn't have anything to do with my degree, I just want to do it.
Mm.
And just like show it. I'm going to kick it in the butt.
Right. You're like, I got this.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't control me. No, So whenever statistics, you have to have statistics to go towards a business degree. I tried taking it, retaking it. I kept dropping the class and everything, and it just was not happening. So I took a break, and I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to just go to work for these jobs right now and make a lot of money, you know, at minimum wage jobs.
When you're working for them, though, that kind of adds up.
Yeah, you know, I don't think I saw more than a $300 paycheck in a 2-week period from each one. I mean, I was working my butt off over 40 hours at one job and then like 20 hours at another, 2 hours at another, and then 10 hours at another. It was nuts. I was counting them up. So, I love to work. That's where the basis of it is. Okay. I love to work. And then I realized I'm working myself so hard for other people. I mean, they were great. Some people were great business owners to work for, you know, like I worked for Manhattan Bagel. That guy is so nice. He is totally cool.
I loved that place.
Yeah. And, it's so good. And they gave us a free bagel sandwich when we worked. I don't think they did that anymore, but it was delicious.
That would have been a trap.
Yeah.
A trap for me for sure.
Yeah. So
never leaving.
I just decided that, you know what? I need to put that energy towards myself because I am doing so much. I think that I can do it for myself. And so I went to the Casa Superhero Run one day. My mom's just like, hey, Jordan, we're going to the Casa Superhero Run this morning. Would you like to come? And I'm like, okay, let me get up. And so I go there, we go on the run, and then we get done, and there's this massage chair. And obviously, we love getting massages, so we both get our free chair massage, and I ask her a couple of questions. She says she goes to Marinello. She loves what she does. And I asked her, do you make enough to satisfy your own, like, living? Would you do it again? Mm-hmm. And she says, yeah, I do. I'm like, you know what? I don't think that it should limit you just whenever you see massage is this number. I don't think that that's your limit. I think that you can take some education and put yourself further and put different, you know, there is no cap whenever you can keep doing the education or keep pursuing your passion and everything. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't about that. I got some good answers from her, asked her where she had her education. She said Marinello. That was, I think, the only massage place in town besides Shasta College at the time.
Okay.
And I went in there, had an orientation. I loved it. And I went through that. It was a 7-month program. And it was clocking in, clocking out, what I was used to doing, you know, the work aspect and everything. I got, the second I got on the floor, they actually put me on the floor earlier. I don't know if they were allowed to, but they did because I was confident. And they said they needed another massage therapist. And are you confident in doing this half hour? I wouldn't offer to anybody else because you just seem really skilled. And so I did. I took it. I was confident. I took care of them. I got a $20 tip for my first time. And I was like, heck yeah,
that's
it was
really
awesome.
Good.
Yeah, it was so super, like, a great start to my career. And once I hit that, I just did not see massage again. You're supposed to get and receive a massage every single day. All the clients were just getting me, and I was the deep tissue person. Deep tissue all the time. I'm the strong one.
Wow.
So I even got, like, gold stars and recognition for having the most clients and everything. So.
Dang, okay, overachiever. No, that's amazing, though, and that's really cool. It just kind of it flows with what your passion is and what you kind of had already been creating.
Yeah, and actually I should add that the next year I immediately started my own business because I wasn't going to work for anybody else. I actually watched a couple people start up their own business, and I was kind of like piecing things together, like watching my mentors. Mm-hmm. And I went back to the Casa Superhero Run to do a free chair massage for their fundraiser, and it was fun doing that little, like, circle around. She wasn't doing the chair massage that year, so I gave back that year, and I've been back to the Casa Superhero Run ever since. And
aww.
It's a great fundraiser for children who are abused and neglected and everything.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that is really neat. I saw that. I actually have a coworker who attends that with her boys every year, and I need to join her because it's really cool. And who doesn't want to dress up like a superhero?
Totally. My daughter does it. Oh, she looks awesome.
Yeah. I'm like, that would be super fun. So how many practical hours did you have going through the school? I'm sure you probably went above and beyond what you needed to have done, but for like a basic, you know, 7-month course, what was the hours like for that?
It's honestly, it was like almost 6 years ago. So I think it was 600 hours. And so it was about 20 hours a week or – oh, gosh, you're good. You're testing me now. I believe it was 600 hours. And honestly, NHI has a really good program now. And they have, I think, a 900-hour course. Oh, wow. And I'm like, dang, I wish I was available. But, I mean, as skilled as I am, I've got great reviews. I'm a wonderful massage therapist, and I've taken continuing education, you know, like – okay. In pregnancy massage and everything. So, I don't know. It's just been really good.
Well, we're going to definitely have to ask you some more questions about a little more, obviously, your specialty and what you guys offer and
right.
A little bit more about the business. Because pregnancy massage, sign me up. I'm so ready. But we are about to get into our next commercial break, so we definitely want to mention a few more of our amazing sponsors. You guys are what makes it happen here for us, so we appreciate you.
For sure. Shout out to Deborah Mitchell with Oils for Young and Healthy Living. What's up, Deborah? Michelle Lane Coaching. She's located in Chico. Michelle's a transformational facilitator for Elevate Workshops and Retreats for Women and Results-Driven Life Coach, helping you to get to the root of what's holding you back. Lit From Within, 2449 Athens Avenue. They have a lot of stuff going on, you guys. They have organic spray tanning, infrared sauna, light therapy, yoga, hip-hop, Pilates, kids yoga, And I think these Ash and Jazz is our next speaker for this Friday for our vision development. Okay. They're going to be going over how to have a harmonious business relationships. And to Bev Gray with Servita, she offers a nutritious drink and all fired up, 1796 Churn Creek Road, pottery painting, life casting, board art, clay, prints, clay, and fused glass workshops, and more. Thank you so much, girls. We love you.
Mouthful.
Yeah.
She does a lot there.
She does. Which one? All of them?
Well, true.
That's
all
the thing
of
about
them.
Women. Like, we do too many things.
I love hearing these people because I recognize all of them. And I'm like, oh, I know that one. I know that one too.
Right? Yeah.
They're all pretty amazing, too. I mean, I have to admit, we
all down to earth ladies.
Really great group of women. If you guys ever want to, refresh yourselves too of who our sponsors are, you can always look on our website, I believe, right?
Yes, yes, they are there.
Make sure to check it out if you want to support local. We'll be back here shortly on the Women of Vision show here on KCNR.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Don't distance yourself from your goals. At Shasta College, you can earn transfer-ready credits from the comfort of your couch or get job-ready for that high-demand career with convenient, cost-effective classes that work for you. Register now for fall classes. The semester starts August 17th, and now is the perfect time to take control of your future. Visit our website at shastacollege.edu or call 242-7500. Start your tomorrow today at Shasta College.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is a second-generation, locally-owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have viable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423 at Advanced Automotive.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Women of Vision show here on KCNR. We are talking with Jordan Valenzuela. It's a fun name to say, actually.
Her name sounds like a vacation.
Right?
Insane.
It kind of does.
I feel like I upgraded, honestly, from Fisher to Valenzuela.
It definitely is a lot more exotic. You know what I mean?
Fisher was hometowny, though.
True, but I feel like Valenzuela fits you. You have a more exotic-like vibe. You're not a Fisher anymore, okay?
Awesome.
Yeah, exactly. So we were just talking a little bit about finishing your schooling at Marinello and you know, we were talking a little bit about the hours behind that. And actually, now that I'm talking about it, too, it reminds me, my girlfriend Lisa that I lived with for a while, too. Actually, no, I didn't live with her. We lived close to each other in college. And she was going through her massage school, so I did have a friend that gave me massages occasionally. Yeah. Because she had to get her hours in, so that's
of
why
course,
I was thinking
I'll donate
about
my
that.
Body.
Right? I know she'd be like, I need to get some hours in this week. I'm like, well, darn. I know someone who could use a massage.
You're like, well, I'm here.
You know, the hiring process at massage, at Shasta Strong Massage and Wellness is just so difficult. You have to receive the massage and make sure it's good, right?
Sounds terrible. Terrible. So, yeah, definitely wanted to talk a little bit more about, you were saying how you knew for a fact that you didn't want to work with anyone or for anyone. Mm-hmm. You wanted to start right into doing your own business. So what was that adventure like coming out of school? I mean, that's a pretty big deal. There's a lot of people who always, I feel like, dream of owning their own business but don't ever really take the leap. So I'm kind of curious, you know, but you're...
It was not my dream. It no. really was. I didn't think. I just kind of dove in, and that's where I was going, and that's what I was doing, and failure was not an option in my mind. So my parents are awesome. They let me stay with them during the massage therapy school and everything, and then starting up my business. And right. honestly, within that first year, I developed such an awesome clientele base. And did so well at marketing and giving back. Honestly, I gave back at a lot of fundraisers. I donated a lot of massage certificates, and I just got the exposure out there. I was just like, you know what? Give. I love to massage anyway, and that's the way it's going to go. And then, so I had a really big following, and then a year later, I had gotten pregnant with my first daughter.
Yay.
So I was like, honestly, I thanked God. I was like, thank you. I am at a steady point where I can financially do this and I can move my hours around to be dedicated to my family as necessary. But I was still not going to stop that. I was still persevering. And yeah, it was Jordan Fisher's Therapeutic Massage at the time.
Right. So
and
was
I
your
was
first baby.
Yeah. That was my first baby. That's right.
That's amazing. So did you work, was it just you? You were solo in that business
just
or did
me.
You have?
And then I also took on some externs. So externs come from NHI and they're students that are getting their hours on site. So actually through this externship, I was able to, that was probably like 3 to 4 years in that I started getting externs and I have to be on site and educate them like
right.
if they're doing it right and everything. So, So after that, I was like, okay, well, this is kind of a feeler for how employees are going to work and everything. I started scouting out places in town. So how this actually came about is someone asked me, oh, so Jordan, what are you going to do now? And I'm like, wait, there's a now? I'm going to do something else besides just my sole proprietorship? And she's like, yeah. Well, I mean, what are you going to do? This was Liz Gowan over at Advanced Solutions Property Management. And, she was just – kind of like wondering where's my goal, where are my goals going? And
okay.
I was like, okay, I guess I gotta reevaluate because yeah, I mean, I raised my prices recently, and you know, I had the externs and everything, but I was kind of getting capped. I didn't want to raise my prices more on my clients. I love them, you know. There's only so much I feel like that I can justify.
Right.
I'm an amazing massage therapist. They probably would pay a lot, but I don't want to do that. So yeah, I was just like trying to feel out my options because I mean, my goals are I want to provide for my family. You know, I want a house. I have 2 kids now. At the time I didn't, but I was going to expand.
Right.
So I put out the feelers for externs, started looking at places in town. The fires hit as I was expanding. And so that was kind of crazy. I was like, I've already dove into this and well, I hope I survive. And I did.
Right.
we all made it through somehow,
yeah.
you know,
well,
together.
That was a big setback. I didn't realize that happened.
Yeah. During,
you know,
the expand,
during that
yeah.
transition. So that's.
Yeah. I've been through a few things.
Gosh. Yeah.
So, I went from Red Cliff Drive, which was just, I want to say a 10 by 12. It was the minimum space allowed.
And that was for your sole proprietorship.
For my sole proprietorship. And, I found this place that, oh gosh, I don't even know the square footage, but I want to say it's around 1,500 square feet. It's like, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4 massage rooms. One, I hope to make an esthetician room, a couples massage room, and an office and a lobby. So this place is pretty big. It looks like a hole in the wall from the outside, but on the inside, it's very warm and welcoming, and I've made it my own. But, yeah, so it's just been quite a journey. I made Shasta Strong Massage and Wellness an LLC as I got married in October of 2018.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. So I was like, well, this is a good time to just transition everything, you know? And
yeah, revamp it all. Get married, have babies, have business.
I planned that, too. I was like, I'm going to have another child and expand. I can do this. I mean, I was fine last time, right? No, that was hard. That was hard.
Well, you've got the energy level for it. I'm not sure.
Yeah, you're definitely still young. Yeah, you said you're 20, and you're 20 at 20 with 2 kids.
Yes.
Nice. Perfect.
Yeah, I'm committed to being done with kids by 30. I don't know if I'll have another, but, you know, we've talked about it. I'm good with the 2 for right now.
Mm-hmm. Keeping your hands full. They're pretty close in age. Oh, yeah. Right?
And I've got a dog that's a husky German shepherd, you know, and a cat. So I've got my hands full all the time.
Yeah. I always think, like, after 2, you're outnumbered because that's you and your husband. And then so that means your kids just outnumber you.
I know, and I know I'm in for it, but I think I always do that to myself. The second it gets a little bit easier, I'm like, oh, let's do something else.
Let's throw something else in the pot. Yeah. To make it fun.
Maybe put another dog.
That's, yeah, right? Totally. Dog first.
Yeah, we're good. We got 2. This will be 2. We got 2 dogs. Plenty, okay?
I love hearing this story just because, like, I'm just so amazed just listening to you because literally, you're like the pure example of like somebody who follows your joy. Because I'm always preaching that. Go, like follow your heart, follow your joy. It sounds like you had an amazing time at Shasta College, but you even had a more greater time pursuing your massage career, and you're still growing, which is amazing.
Yeah,
like you said, if you love what you're doing, it's gonna eventually expand. And it's just like the more you love what you're doing, the more it grows.
Yeah, absolutely. I do have a question because you'd mentioned NHI, that the students.
And what is NHI real quick?
I was going to say, what is the difference between Marinello and NHI?
So NHI is National Holistic Institute. It's located inside the, oh gosh, what is it called? In the Applebee's parking lot, Institute of Technology.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
So it's inside that. And they have an awesome program. It's all for massage therapy. And
So that was relatively new then, or not new? I mean, because you said it wasn't around when you were.
Yeah. Within the last few years.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to say maybe 3 or 4 years. I could be getting that wrong, though. I have done some continuing education there whenever they allowed some free extra classes and stuff. I, like, pop in for a cupping session or Ashiatsu, actually. That's actually how I got started with Ashiatsu, the barefoot technique.
Yes. Have you ever seen that? I've never had it done, but I've seen it on people.
No, yes. I have not.
It's like a dance almost, like an art.
So you do that too?
I do, yes. I have bars on the top of my couple's massage room. It's called the Mountain Room.
Okay.
And so I essentially just get up on the table and start massaging with my feet. So prior to that, we have to take care of our feet.
I have questions now.
Yes. We are my job is so hard. We are required to get a pedicure every month when we do Ashiya.
Oh.
I mean, COVID circumstances, darn. I have to do them myself in my house, but
it's whenever still time you have to take to pamper yourself.
I have to. It's work. Okay. It is hard work. And we do the pedicure, and every time before we let our client into the room, and then we go wash our feet on top of the sink and everything with like a little scrub brush and everything, and then we put on our special slippers that never touch anything but our clean feet, and then that's how we get in the room. And
oh my gosh,
yeah
it's amazing. I've seen it. I'm like, been wanting to do one.
Well, obviously when we come back from our next commercial break, we definitely need to talk about what services that you guys offer too. Totally. Because it seems like it is quite the variety.
Totally.
That's so cool.
Which is exciting because I feel like there's so many, I don't know, I'm just
many layers of massage or just, yeah, many approach.
I'm excited.
Yeah, we do have a last few ladies that's sponsoring our show. Thank you again. Dana Grant, Master Intuitive Life Coach. I think she's having like her Mastermind Freedom Mastermind Freedom
course.
Course. Thank you very much. You should be doing this for me.
Did it already start?
Look her up. I think so. I'm not sure.
It's several weeks long, though.
Yeah, it is. And I think they're recorded, so you could still catch up. Reliefs Trading, Ladies of Reliefs, shout out to them. They're 100% USDA certified organic hemp grown at Whole Circle Farms in Oregon, USA. Max Malari, World Financial Group, Life and Health Insurance Agent. Bohem Salon and Spa, 961 Dana Drive, Suite 130. She's taking appointments, you guys. And, of course, last but not least, Sarah Marie Chapin. That's right. Anything you are doing coming up here?
I'm still doing free senior photos for seniors who obviously didn't get to have graduation, so college or high school. We did some smoke bombs and gas masks the other day. It was pretty fun.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
And I always say she helps you find the magic in you through her creativity with photography and videography. So look it up, you guys.
There's no limit with this one. I'm going to shoot with her, so I'm really excited.
Yeah, not at all. Been working with her since the beginning. So
she's amazing.
Yes.
Nothing.
All right, everybody. We will be back here shortly on the Women of Vision show here on KCNR.
Women of Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenny.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique ability. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Your friendly oil change, Premier in all we do.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle, from your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between. We make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in, which saves you time and money. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You're offered a free beverage to enjoy and free Wi-Fi. Earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards Program. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that's a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com and like us on Facebook or find Premier Oil Change in Wairika on Main Street behind the Valero station. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
You always wanted to finish your degree. Now is the time, and Simpson University is still open. Our adult degree completion program is flexible, convenient, and affordable. We know you are busy, so you can attend classes here in the Reading area or online and finish your bachelor's degree in as little as 12 to 16 months. Our programs are affordable, convenient, and flexible. Classes are beginning soon. To learn more about how to finish your degree and advance your career, go to simpson.edu or call 530-226-4606.
Welcome back to the Women of Vision show, you guys, here on KCNR. Thank you for tuning in tonight and joining us, spending a little time with us ladies.
I feel like it's been kind of a party today.
Jordan's a little bit.
A ball of energy, like.
I know, right? It helped, because I'm not going to lie, this heat, I was feeling a little, like,
I've been like exhausted and like
you seem great today because your sister's here.
Thanks. Oh yeah, well she always helps too, but you definitely have an energy that kind of like it perks you up.
For sure.
What I'm saying? So
coffee.
We are sitting down with the lovely Jordan Valenzuela, and she is the owner and a massage therapist at Shasta Strong Massage and Wellness. And we were just talking about the coolest thing ever. What is it called
again? Ashiatsu.
I was going to say, I'm going to butcher it.
There's a difference between
ashiatsu
and shiatsu. The A means foot. So it's a barefoot massage. And I did have training in Chico done. I did the basic and advanced training. So I know one-footed, two-footed moves. I get up on the table. I massage with my feet. I do seated positions, standing positions. There's a move that I have
like
where I stand completely on you. I mean, like, and I'm just holding onto the bars and everything. And I can adjust my own pressure.
Right.
Is the thing because I can hold onto myself.
Right.
I've released tactics to where, like, if I get weak or something like that, which doesn't happen because I'm very strong.
I love it. She's like, I am awesome. Thank you.
But, you know, you get the proper education
right.
and the proper sanitation standards and everything. And honestly, I love this method. It's going to prolong my career. It allows a deeper
tissue
massage.
Give your hands
massage.
A break?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Kind of. I mean, you still hold on to yourself, but it definitely evens out the pressure. You don't have to... I mean, you use the force of gravity and your whole body versus half of your body and pushing down.
Right.
So it's just, it's a better option, I feel like.
That is so cool. I mean, I just, how
you have
that
to see
even...
it. It's hard to kind of imagine right now.
Oh, yeah. I want to
The only reason I understand what you're saying because I've seen it.
And
but
there are some pictures on our website, I think, www.shasta-strong.com. There are some ashiatsu pictures on there.
Okay. Going to have to check it out because I have, it just seems... entertaining in my mind
totally.
Too, you know?
So like any other like modes you guys do in there, like do you
modes
modalities. Do you like see like athletes and help them with recovery?
Oh yeah, definitely. So we have like sports massages, we have Swedish massages, which if you guys don't know what Swedish is, it's just a basic relaxation. So it's
like
not,
the simple form of massage.
Exactly. It's not as deep tissue or anything like that. It's not a lot of pressure. So Swedish, deep tissue, sports, pregnancy, hot stone, ashiatsu. Some of our therapists do shiatsu.
You mentioned earlier in break, you do like foot massage?
So
or?
This is, yeah, our new, little class that we have added. Crystal is an amazing massage therapist that we have, and she has been leading a class on Zoom and limited availability in store. I have to check the safety standards and everything with that, but as long as we're still game and stuff in Shasta County, then we have 9 spots available. And so what we do is we give little sample bags out, right? You pay for your spot. It's $20, and the next one is actually happening a week from Saturday, the 25th, from 4:30 to 5:30. So you'll purchase your ticket, and you'll get a little sample baggie of it's Epsom salt, the essential oil that we're featuring, and then a scrub with the essential oil that we're featuring. And then we also have been purchasing Clear Creek Soap Company's little lotions. And so we partner with another local business.
Mm-hmm.
I love to do that with other local businesses. They're amazing. So we go to the farmer's market and pick up our either lemon verbena lotion or the lavender. And we've divvied those out to where there's little sample packets. And we just lead you along in the class. There's 15 minutes to show up and get things set up. And then there's a 30-minute led class, maybe a little game, some information and everything, information about the products and how to purchase it and the benefits it has with the feet. And then the last 15 minutes are just questions and chatting and everything, enjoying ourselves. And yeah, so in store we do have the bowls and water, but we do advise you have a bowl or a tub or something with hot water, and then you can join in via Zoom, and you can purchase it online. You can purchase it by calling in the store, and yeah, so it's a fun little way
that
to get together.
That is really cool. That's a neat little way to expand on, you know, just your typical massage and being able
adapting.
To offer something a little bit different. So
of course, yeah, and actually it was a hit last time, and I've already had one person sign up for the next one, and yeah, it's going really well.
That's fantastic. I love it.
I feel like my foot needs it.
Yeah, oh. Well, the, like I said, the next one is the Lavender Foot Bath Bash, and it is the 25th from 4:30 to 5:30.
Mm-hmm. And it's just via Zoom. Or is it in person? And
it depends on the standards. You can call in. Yeah, okay. Everything's
back,
day by day, right? Definitely via Zoom. We have tons of space on that. So if all else fails, Zoom is good. But if we can have some people in store, we will. We do ask that you wear masks and everything. So
yeah, that's so cool. I love it. I love it. So what is your personal favorite type of massage that you do?
Ooh. Gosh, that's really hard. I love Ashiatsu. So deep tissue's classic. I love Ashiatsu, and I'm very passionate about pregnancy. So if I can, I want one third, one third, one third, and then I want to do yoga.
Okay.
So I have a plan for what I specifically want to go towards. I want a third of my clients to be pregnancy, a third of my clients to be deep tissue, and a third of them to be Ashiatsu, and then add like two or three yoga classes in each week, either mommy and me with my kids, because I don't want to take more time away from them.
Right.
Or just... yeah, have a little bit of time for myself and just relax with some other people. And yeah,
I love it. Well, I know Ash and Jazz do classes with kids.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
At Lit.
Oh yeah, I know. So. I'm so excited to try their stuff out. Oh,
that's a cool place because there's not a lot of places that I think are children friendly yeah. when it comes to that. Yeah. So it's kind of nice to be able to incorporate that together.
They have babies.
Totally. And I mean, my daughter, she was having a hard morning the other morning, and so I was like, you know what? You need some sunshine and some sun salutations. I took her out in our front yard, and I went through just one time of sun salutations, but it calmed us down in the morning, and we got to go to daycare in a better mood.
Oh, my gosh. That's so great. So do you practice regularly?
I do, yes.
Are you also a massage or a...
no,
yoga instructor. I'm like, geez, Louise, lady.
I have signed up to be a yoga instructor. I am going to go through my training September, November, December. Wait, September, October, November, December.
That's amazing.
Yeah, at Balance Yoga Center, they have a training program over there. It's a 200-hour course. Oh. So I'm taking a lot of time out of my busy season. But like I said, I have a lot of good massage therapists at my place. And so we're just going to keep going.
Well, yeah, now that you've gotten somewhat comfortable again, it sounds like it's time for a shift.
Ha, ha, ha.
So.
Yeah, you can't stop. But do you have clients that were like, hey, but I want you, but you don't have the time?
You know... they work with me. They work with me, and I work with them. Sometimes I open up a Sunday. So I have a set amount of hours. So my Mondays go to my daughter. They're mommy and me days. And then Wednesdays are mommy and me days for my son, Nico. And then Sundays are family days. And then sometimes, you know, I'm a business owner. I can't take 3 days a week off, you know. Yeah. So I'm dipping in, doing manager stuff on the kid days sometimes, and they'll come in. And have to be a part of it, you know. And
yeah,
she's got her little happy face mask and everything.
Aww, how cute. Well, that's amazing that you've got a team around you. Then, how many massage therapists do you have in your center besides yourself?
Currently, I have two. I do have availability for one more deep tissue. I have a front office person as well, so I have a team of four, including me. So I have Crystal and Linny, and they're awesome. Crystal mainly does the spa services, and then Linny does a lot of the health and wellness, like deep tissue, myofascial and everything, because she does myofascial, release. That's definitely along the lines of deep tissue.
Okay. That's amazing that you
and
have such
a whole
good
another
team.
It's a topic.
Modality, yeah.
Yeah, because that's pretty, I mean... that does a whole – that's all your lymph nodes and stuff, right, to help release a lot of
– so myofascial is very intense to where it could hold on to a specific muscle that has a lot of tension until it releases itself. Mm. And it's a – you wait for a certain amount of time and everything, and you hold on to it, and you could just feel it release. But it's a lot of pressure, and it's not for weak people.
Right. Yeah, sounds like
it's
would
very
be a
therapeutic.
Little intense.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You'll definitely, it's for, I'd say athletes.
Yeah, mostly. Okay. I was going to ask you, like, what type of clients would you recommend?
Definitely athletes.
That?
I've done it before, and it's amazing. I love it, but If not, relaxing. Or,
yeah.
Gotcha. It's not your Swedish massage,
no.
People. So don't sign up for that.
I'm curious about that.
Well, you should probably go in, Miss Jiu-Jitsu, and get one.
Totally. I love that look she's giving me.
I'm just saying, she beats herself up.
We're both looking at her like,
Yeah.
I feel good today.
We found a massage for you.
It's the preventive massages that you need.
Yeah.
So you stay loose and limber.
Recovery.
So where can we find you, my dear? Where is your business at, and also your website, all that information?
Shasta Strong Massage and Wellness is located at 1083 Hartnell Avenue in Redding, California. And our website is www.shasta-strong.com. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn, I believe.
Awesome. Yeah. So, yeah, you guys check her out. They're still open. They are ready to massage you.
Yeah,
we are.
I feel like I'm going to make an appointment now.
Yeah, I definitely will be too. So it sounds like there's a massage for everyone. So make sure to support your local businesses, you guys, and Jordan, because she's awesome.
Thank you so much for having me. Apparently quite amazing.
So yeah, thank you for sitting down with us tonight and getting to know you a little bit more. You are just a bundle of joy. So thanks for joining us tonight, everybody. Hope you all have a great Tuesday evening. And we are Women of Vision.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.